The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us here once again for our online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the small and microcap markets today. And to that end, we are speaking to AvriCorp Health Incorporated. The company's traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AVCR. And on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AVCRF, we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer of the company, Hector Bremner. Hector, how are you today?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Doing excellent. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in, speak to your shareholders and investors, as well as our listeners. And for those listeners who are not yet familiar with what you do there at AvriCorp Health, if you would, tell us a little bit about the company, its business model, and the markets that you operate in now.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we're a company focused on diagnostics. And how we do that is we place a system within the pharmacy where a blood test or a molecular test can be done in a simple sample is collected. And the whole test takes about 15 minutes. And you get your information online. And our technology is a cloud-based solution that networks these high-quality analyzers from companies like Abbott, and is able to now create a testing network in the pharmacy where the pharmacy is able to drive new revenues for what they call cognitive services in the pharmacy, where it's focused on diagnostics and providing you a little bit more information about your health and early detection and prevention and screening. The patient gets to keep their information. Of course, that information can be ported right into the patient health record. But really, you know, the objective here is to create a global network of pharmacies that are reporting back real-time information on patient data, and that can be used for the study and research purposes, which is a very, very high demand out there in the sector. So we're really excited to be leaders in this field. There's nobody quite like us. There's people that do parts of what we do, but we have brought the most sophisticated and most complete solution for pharmacy today.
Well, very good. So through that flagship offering, which is the Health Tab is a turnkey point-of-care testing solution that effectively turns pharmacies into diagnostic hubs. Where am I getting that information from? It's available at investorbrandnetwork.com. Just click on the Clients tab. There is a beautiful profile for this company. Well, Hector, let's learn about you and the team you've surrounded with next. Let's learn about the management team. Go ahead.
Well, but myself, my background, funnily enough, was not in healthcare nor public companies. I was actually in government, so in strategic communications. So I spent my career in communications and eventually was recruited to work in government here in British Columbia, where I was assistant to the Minister of International Trade, and I worked in the Deputy Premier's office, and later on advised Vice President of a communications company here, governments and industry associations and business on public affairs matters, and even spent time elected myself. And so, leading into AvriCorp Health and leading into this company, what got me excited, given my background, was that we have a disease care system in this country, and I've always really believed that we need a true healthcare system that values early detection and screening if we really want to make sure that not only we're saving lives, but saving healthcare dollars in the future. So we're really passionate about leading this charge. And, what we looked at was a company that had an enormous amount of potential, and then they had required Health Tab as it led this transition to becoming Avricor Health. So in that, we acquired our CTO, which is Roger Seckham, who developed HealthTab. And, he's been had a great career in technology and commercialized technologies in the health sector before and within green tech. He comes from a family business, a very successful a reference laboratory here in BC, where we are in Vancouver. That lab does work for the FDA, the CE, et cetera, to help them ensure that machines are doing what they're marketed as. And so, you know, he discovered that, you know, there were some really great instruments out there that were accurate and could be more affordable to a pharmacy setting, but just aren't normally in a pharmacy setting. So he had a real breakthrough on that, and we're glad to have him on board. And also Kiki Smith, our CFO, lot of experience, 30 years of experience in small cap companies and in British Columbia here. And, you know, she's really been a godsend to us because we, when we took over the company, you know, we needed really good, strong fiscal leadership. So with myself and Kiki, you know, we've now got a company that is in great shape and fully funded, and we're growing, and we've got really a lot of blue sky ahead of us over the balance of this year and through to 2023.
Well, very good. Let's talk a little bit about that then. The recent history for the company, looking at 2021 so far and even back into 2020, what do you see as some of the major milestones achieved by the company? I see here at Investor Brand Network in June 2021, you signed your master agreement with Shoppers Drug Mart. What are some of the other milestones for the company as well?
Well, I'm going to go back just prior to the pandemic. You know, we had a lot of plans, a lot of focuses, like a lot of companies. We had taken on some financing, and we had taken on, and we thought we had contracts in hand. And of course, you know, the world came to a screeching halt in March of 2020. But one milestone I'm really proud of is that by the late summer, early fall of 2020, we had begun the discussions with Abbott Diagnostics, and Abbott, ultimately, we concluded multiple distribution agreements with them, which were quite groundbreaking in the sense that they do not do distribution agreements for their technology with third-party technology companies like us. Normally, to distribute Abbott technologies of this level, you have to be a fairly large distributor of healthcare technologies to begin with. So we were extremely fortunate to pioneer this agreement and really break ground as to see what was possible as a sort of value-added reseller, is that we were able to now bring our technology in combination with theirs. And this has really been a jump-off point for us. It's really accelerated our growth. We were able to secure the agreement with Shoppers Drug Mart, the master agreement, which we continue to expand with them across the country. And we're, you know, we've got a lot of really exciting things on the horizon with them. We've been adding new analyzers to both the distribution agreement with Abbott and to the master agreement with Shoppers Drug Mart. And throughout this year, we've also concluded some really great agreements with other health technology innovators like Allerka Health, who has got a diabetes management app. And in combination, we're working together on and working with third-party payers, insurers, healthcare providers, and the pharmacy to provide enhanced services to people living with diabetes. And so we'll be able to screen and detect them earlier, and Allerka Health 360 Care app is going to be able to manage those patients in the in-between moments when they're seeing their pharmacy and using our technology. So very exciting times, and you know, we're really excited about the near term. But you know, as I said, when we started off just prior to the pandemic, you know, taking on some debt, and the world changed very quickly. But I was proud to say that, you know, we were able to repay that. We're now debt free. We were able to subsequently do two equity raises earlier this year, plus a lot of exercising of warrants and options. So we've been able to raise about $4.5 million this year, and you know, we're in really great shape. And as I said, we're really poised for a bright finish to this year, and through to 2023 is a pretty epic growth period for us.
Well, very good. Listeners, what an exciting time to be speaking with Avricor Health Incorporated, as Hector just pointed out. Once again, the company traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AVCR and on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AVCRF. I want you to learn more about this company. Visit their website, avricorhealth.com. avricore.com. That's A-V-R-I-C-O-R-E, health.com. And of course, I'm reading along here at the Investor Brand Network profile for the company, looking at the near-term goals of Avricore Health expansion into more pharmacies across Canada, followed by soon entering the US and UK markets as well. You gave us some of those near-term goals, looking at the company here, finishing out 21 and into 2022. Tell us about some of the other goals for the company, if you would, Hector.
Yeah, our big goals right now is we're in this phase with Shoppers Drug Mart, which is Canada's largest pharmacy chain by factor of four. They're quite large enterprise here in Canada, and you know, we're very, very fortunate to have them as a partner, as a leader and innovator. So what we want to be able to do is be network-wide in their 1,800 stores across the country. We will also be looking to add other pharmacy brands in Canada, but also, you know, we are continuing our discussions in the United States. We're very excited. We are poised to go down there. The nice thing is all the technologies that we use, everything that we're doing down there is already approved. So we are not at any sort of regulatory or approval risk at any level in expanding internationally. So we're ready to do that. We're also really excited about opportunities in the UK and EU, which I think people just don't understand how big of a market that really is. It's still bigger than China, and it is a place where I think we can do business reliably. And there are, between the US, UK, and Canada, there's about 110,000 pharmacies just in those markets right there. So we are going to be aggressively pushing to, get, as I say, complete out our national network here in Canada, jump into the United States, expand to Europe. But we're also receiving a great deal of interest in the Latin America and Caribbean region to support travel diagnostics testing, which is, those that have been following us know that we have been able to integrate and secure one of the only distribution agreements for the highly coveted ID Now from Abbott. And so what that is a molecular test, a nucleic acid test, very similar to a PCR, which is done in point of care. It's a small machine, you know, about the size of a toaster, and it is able to do a molecular test for infectious disease in about 15 minutes. And so it does, obviously, COVID-19, but also influenza and strep and other viruses of concern. And so we're really excited about deploying this into some of these jurisdictions, and we're just in the process of getting towards that, but very, very exciting times.
Well, Hector, thank you so much for your time. It's been exciting listening to you today. Tell us about your company, its history, its future, its team that you've surrounded yourself with. We've got a lot of great information to grow on for here. We look forward to checking back with you here in the near future on how things are turning out for you and Avricore Health. Thanks so much for your time, Hector.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and thanks for everyone for listening in.
All right, excellent. For Hector Bremner, CEO of Avricore Health Incorporated, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures
at investorbrandnetwork.com.